Okay, let us quickly take a look at Tosfos. Again, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph concludes the Ibaya with the idea that even though the woman, like the man, is Nana from the event, he alone, the man alone, is the one that did the Maisa, and therefore he is the one that is responsible for the Hezek. Okay? He's responsible for the Hezek. As the Gemara says, Ihu Maisa hu dekaavet. He's the one that did the Maisa. Let's take a look at Tosfos. So Tosfos says the following, Ihu kaavet Maisa. He is the one that did the Maisa. Someone? Avi, would you like to?
What?
I
might. You just sent all your discounts. What's up?
Sure.
Okay, Ihu, Kevin, Maisa.
Good.
Umihu, Lainan, Chadas, Lainan, Malkas, Chayavas. The Rahmana Akshave Lehana Maisa.
Good. So what's Tosfos saying here? It's true that insofar as this case, the Hezek is solely the responsibility of who?
The man.
Of the man, because Ihu Ka'avid Maisa, he did the Maisa. But insofar as other situations, specifically where Chatas and Malkus are involved, we would say that the woman is also somewhat accountable, and she would be considered to have been engaged in an act. Why? Because she had an aw. Oh, so what? So in those cases, we say, Rahmana Akshavei Lahanoa Maisa. The question that we pose is, well, what does that mean? What do you mean Hanoa is a Maisa? If Hanoa is a Maisa, how come over here she's not considered to be partially responsible for the Hezek? Why are we putting it all on the man? So what does Tosfos mean? What does this concept mean? What do we mean that in some cases Hana is a Maisa? You know, in the rest of the cases Hana is just Hana.
Is
it a case of the Noef to Noefes?
Which is?
An illicit sexual tryst.
Don't do that.
No.
You're using a ton of big words.
An illicit sexual relationship.
Okay. And what's the difference in that in the case where?
Okay, so over here we're saying, well, she had relations, so why don't we say it's her Maisa? No, because the rat told
us. Why can she claim that she got damaged?
Right, why can she say she was damaged as opposed to over there? We say, oh, no, that's her Maisa. She also.
You're asking, what's the difference?
Yeah, I thought that was obvious. That's what we're asking.
No, I thought you were saying.
I'm not explaining anything. I'm just saying what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that's true. Over here, it's Hana versus Maisa. But you should know that in other cases, specifically by Arayos, and we'll find it one other place, Hana is a Maisa. And I'm asking you, why is Hana deemed to be Maisa over there, but not in other cases?
I'm still with it.
So you have a Raya
if they're watchdog. Yonah Berwald wants to say that could be that the unique nature of the Isser Arayos is the Hana. So therefore, in terms of being Machai of the participants in an act of Arayos, Hana is the Maisa Avera. Now, it's not a Maisa in the pure sense of the word, but insofar as the Isser Arayos is concerned, that's what's prohibited, and that is what it means when it says that the Hana rise to the level of a Maisa. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
That's very good. Very nice idea. Well, let's see. Let's see if that's true. What's that? Kashrus? You know what I mean? Chalavim. Chalavim and Arayas. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Chalav. It's really Chalav. Chalav.
Wait. Why does...
Well, let's see. We're going to see it expressed right here. It's a very nice segue into... I think this might be the first time that as a group we're looking at a piece from the Stipler Gaon.
Gotta look him up.
Stipler Gaon. We have? Here?
Yeah.
With the current group?
Three pages, yeah.
Me and D-Sai?
Okay, it's possible. I don't remember doing one this
Yaakov
year.
Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Which actually fits well with the matrix we talked about.
Okay, can you pass this to Dr. Jano, please? Okay, can we have a volunteer to read? We'll start with this piece from Kiddushin. The piece in text. This is in the newer edition of the Stipler, in the new edition of the Kiyos Yaakov. It's been reorganized. So what is currently Simon Mem?
Rabbi Horowitz?
Mem.
Os
Cotton Tess. What are you talking about?
The Rosh Hashiva of the Stipler.
Shall we? The Hanira. Anyone?
Tisai.
Okay, so we're picking up. Nice to see you, Zach. We're picking up with this sheet, the one from Kiddushin. It should be the first page of the three that I sent you there. See it?
He says yes.
Says yes? Okay. In Ostess.
That was a yes.
Ostess. The Hanira Berura de Milsa. Someone want to read? I think that's what I want you to read. I think it'll be good for you.
Start from where?
It's Tess. The Hanira Berura de Milsa was there.
The Hanira Berura de Milsa was there. Al Pi Lor Bebova Kama Daphon Biz. Gali Mazik as Isho.
You should know that by now. That's the case from the Gemara.
Mazik is Isho.
Anyone?
Mazik what?
Man who hurts his wife, he hurts his wife.
Anyone?
Tashma
Shamita, Shkoyach.
Yamiran Hacha. Ihu Habol Ka'abid Maasek.
Slow. Yamiran Hacha, with regard to Bia, we say Ihu, the Boel, Ka'abid Maasek. Remember the Gemara says, we'll say he's really the one that's Chayev, because he's the one that did the Maisa. Uparchinon, then the Gemara asks. Right, and the Fashos HaOsos. The Fashos HaOsos includes not only the Noev, but also the Noefes, includes the woman. So the Gemara is challenging the notion that only the man is the one doing the mice. So because look, we put them both on equal footing. The pasuk, they're both responsible. You're doing a great job. Keep up. Mishani
hanal tarvayu.
Mishani hanal tarvayu. Islo, yes.
So tarvayu hanal tarvayu.
Tarvayu also fine.
Tarvayu.
Tarvayu tarvayu. I think they're both acceptable.
I mean, that makes sense.
Like the word is tray, right?
Right.
Trey Asar, Trey. So some say Travayu. Is it Tarvayu? You have a Jasha? Even on that card. Look at your card. What does it say? Wow. Okay. We'll talk to the powers that feed about doing that. So in any event.
Sorry.
Mishani
Ano
Le Tarvayu or Le Travayu Islu. But Maisa, keep going. As far as Maisa goes, Ihu Ka'ovid. He's the one that did the Maisa.
What? He did it.
He did it. So they had Hana, yes, true. But Maisa, no. Ihu Ka'ovid. The Kosovo Tosos.
Kosovo Tosos, your last kill.
Ihu Ka'ovid Maisa. In the Tosos, Dira Maskel, Ihu Ka'ovid Maisa, they wrote the following. I would hope so.
The chapter.
Inyon chatas inyon brachos chayes. Lo dai nino on the gavi isha kalam shein b'maisa.
Stop one second. Okay.
Congrats.
Umihu the inyon chatas inyon malchus chayes. And we don't call it what? We don't say it's a lav shein b'maisa. He puts that in parenthetically. Lo dai nino on the gavi isha kalam shein b'maisa. Over here we're saying, says Tosos, the Gemara stands for the proposition that insofar as Hezek is concerned, whose Maisa is it? It's his Maisa. He bears the responsibility. says Tosos, but one second, when it comes to issues of Chatos and Malkus for inappropriate relationships, yeah, she's also going to be considered responsible, and we don't say it's a Lavshin B'maisa for her. Excuse me, why? No secrets.
D'rachmano Yichavshei
Achshevei. It's now. D'rachmano Achshevei Lana.
I said,
I thought you said yeah.
Yeah, sure,
it doesn't really matter what you said.
It doesn't.
The point
is,
what,
I don't know what the word was. Okay. Achshavei lahana.
Maisa.
Maisa.
The Torah deems hana to be a maisa. Ad kan lashon tosos, right? That's it.
Well,
ad kan lashon.
They abbreviate maisa to mice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so now he's going to try to explain Tosafos. And we'll see that his explanation of Tosafos is very similar to what Yonah Berenwald suggested a few moments ago. Let us see it together. You don't have to apologize for having previously learned something. Go ahead.
The very Zal and Mufrachim, the Iraq Hana Ego, Chas Hana Chayav Torah.
Okay, slow. V'divrayim Zal Mufrachim. What does Mufrachim mean?
Proof.
Mufrachim means like, what? Yeah, exactly. They're compelling.
Forced?
They're compelling. No, not forced.
So what's proof mean?
Mukach. Mukach would mean forced. It's Mukach. Evident. Mukach means like you had to say this.
Yeah, you're pressed to say it.
It doesn't mean it that way.
Huh?
What? No. Dochuk means you know, it was like a force. Mukach means you had to say this. But not in a negative way. I don't think it means negative. It's not a negative connotation. Mukach is basically you had to learn this way. Compelled, but not in a negative sense.
As in A, B, and C, and you've proven A and B are false.
Meaning everything lines up. You had to say this way.
Yeah, you're forced to say it.
Not forced. Forced has a negative connotation.
No, it's like logical possibility.
Right.
Right. So you had to say it.
I'm spinning back.
If you want, you could say forced. I just want you to understand
no,
that it doesn't.
You don't have to force for
college. No, really, it's fine with us.
I'm just trying to explain to you the reason why I'm shying away from the word forced.
Yeah.
Because forced has a negative connotation to it. And you say, oh, that shot is forced. That means, like, it doesn't really make sense. It's sort of. You're trying to stick around peg in a square.
It's like he's forced to go to yeshiva. It sounds like negative.
Right.
Right.
Go ahead. The Iraq Hana.
The Iraq Hana Ego.
Well, Machmas Hana.
Machmas Hana Chayav Torah.
Chayav Torah La'isha. If you'll just say that all she has was hana, and because of the hana alone, the Torah was mechayev her.
Chayev her also mean that he's off the hook now for.
No, that she'll still have to bring a carbon and get malchus.
And Cain, akati carbon malchus.
All right, akati carbon malchus leka. Meaning, you'll, what do you mean? So you mechayev her hana? Fine, that's nice. But where's she going to get carbon and malchus for?
Because of hana, because chayev hana.
No, because you need a maisa. You got to keep reading. If you'll tell me she gets a strike against her just because she got hana, that's still not enough.
Right.
Why? Because akati carbon and malchus laka. The la'inyan carbon, but inan maisa, come over a reish krisis. And so too.
Malchus.
Right? You know, you could not. You could not mete out the punishment of malchus or. The requirement to bring a chatas just on hana alone. You could tell me hana gives you some type of chiv. You get some type of mark against you, some type of X. Right? But you can't say that hana alone is going to be mechayiv me these other things because we know you still need to be in the category of one who is engaged in a maisa. So somehow you have to explain, and that's why he's trying to explain Tosos as saying this. You have to explain that hana rises to the level, at least in these cases, to hana. Excuse me, to maisa. But we have to explain that. That's nice words. It's nice to say that, but it still needs to mean, okay, needs to mean something.
That's a
needs to mean something.
I wanted you to look up on it today. Do you catch what I said, did you?
Yeah. I'm not sure why you did, though.
Didn't know what I said?
Yeah.
What is it?
What, are you testing?
Did he like school?
Umavur mizeh. Go ahead. Umavur mizeh.
Umavur is... Oh, sorry. Umavur mizeh the MS hana atzma asura.
Right? So this is now what Yonah was saying. It's the hana itself that was awesome. Meaning what?
I thought it was opposite.
It was opposite?
It's
the S here that makes the person get it. Well, let's read a little vita here. Oh, you're talking more philosophically now?
Oh, that's what I thought his answer
psychologically,
was.
You mean?
Yeah, well, it seems
oh, that's what... No, he wasn't saying that.
I thought that's what he was saying.
You're saying that the person is getting satisfaction because he's involved in Isser? No, yeah. No. No, I wouldn't have gotten all excited about that kind of answer. You mean, like, you have a Yetzirah to do it, therefore you have Hana from it?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
that's not a halachic answer.
What was the answer?
Well, let's finish this, and then you'll see the answer. Umavur mizeh de be'emes ha'no atzma asura. What's asur? When the Torah says there's an isra rayas, what's asur? The ha'no of a rayas is asur.
Why are you taking the Torah on the issue? We're just trying to see what she mechayev from getting her ha'no as well. That's all we're trying to find, figure out.
We're trying to explain why Tosfos says in it's true for hezek purposes she has no ma'isa. But for the purpose of punishing her in the context of a rayos, she does have a ma'isa. Because her hana rises to the level of a ma'isa.
How is that possible in her hana?
What does that mean? In one place, hana is enough to be deemed a ma'isa, and some place it's not. And what does it mean, hana is a ma'isa? So he's trying to explain what Tosfos means. Which is essentially what Yonah said. But you have to let him finish. To be isha leka ela hana v'chayav to Torah. Avalomi din hana hu.
Avalomi din ma'isa din hana ach shal ach.
Achashva lahano ma'isa.
Achashva?
Yeah. Mavur mizet the be'emes hano atzma asura. What's asur? The hano is asur. When the Torah, so to speak, said he's coming back. When the Torah, so to speak, says that arayos are asuros. What did they say about arayos? They said, well, you're not allowed to be nena from arayos. That's what they asur. That's what the Torah asur. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. The Be'isha leka elohana, and yet she's held accountable. Now, the Torah was mechayev her for being involved in arayos. And we know, in the physical realm, so to speak, she has no ma'isa. So what did you mechayev her for? It must be you mechayev her for the hana. Keep going. Avalomi din hanahu. It's not because of the hana per se. Ella, midin maisa. When it comes to, it's true. You want to be mechayiv me malchus. You want to be mechayiv me achatas. You have to say that I had a maisa involved. So, where do you find the maisa here? Midin maisa. Dirachmana achashva lahana maisa. Let's read a little further. Val pize yish lafalfa v'hashros kimat kol hani duchti sheveti le'el v'kashu l'harik. We could talk about it. Yeah. Not a pilpel. Pilpel is a pepper. But yeah. Pilpel means like an up and back. Whole pilpel. This one said this one said that. And that's all pilpel, right? The rest we're gonna skip because this goes back to the issue that we didn't really get into here more detailed specifically regarding this issue of Zen Nene v'Zen Mischayev. Basically an issue of Shlichos, who's responsible, who gets the punishment. Forgetting about that for the moment, let's jump down in that left-hand side column on the next page. He quotes Rav Yosef Engel here. See that? In the Asman Doraisa? No, the left-hand column. You only need the part that's not chopped off. Can you answer that for him? Basically, what he's saying is like this. Sometimes the mechanics of the act, you're right, she's not the one that's considered to be doing the Maisa in that regard. And so far as the Isser is concerned, the Maisa is to show up at this event and be Nene from it. So her involvement is a Hana, and therefore for the purpose of this Isser, yeah, she also did a Maisa. You have to say that. You can't say that just because she was Nana. You have to somehow say that the Maisa rises to the level of, excuse me, that the Hana rises to the level of Maisa, otherwise no Chatas and no Malkus. Right? Okay, let's take a look here. He sort of fleshes it out. Okay? Someone want to read?
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Shabbos lafagav shogeg v'lo miskavim shar mitzvos hechidami.
Right. I think it's Daf Ayin Gimel. Shogeg v'lo miskavim shar mitzvos hechidami.
It's not what I say.
I don't know what you said, but I think it's Daf Ayin Gimel.
I was asking that question.
The Savor... He thought it was one thing, and it turns out that it was really something else. Right. The Savar, Roku, below. Why in those cases are you still Chayev? Because we have a rule. The rule is, Chalovim ve'arayos Chayev Misasik. Even Misasik, for which you're normally not Chayev, in these cases of Chalovim and Arayos, you're still Chayev. Mavur Misanhedrin, Rekisa Shechei Nene. Why are you Chayev? When you, so to speak, have relations accidentally. You have relations with one person, you think she's Muteras, and it turns out to be someone that's not Muteras to you. That's Misasek. Now, the Roy Lahavin, Ma Yisro Nana. We have to understand what's so special about the fact that there's Hana here. How's that going to help? Ma Yisro Nanehene. Al Sharaveros. The Chayvel Fuel Misasek. What's unique to the case over here of Arayos and Chalovim that's going to make the person who was Nana Chayev, even though it was Torah's Masasek? Very easy b'sefer Asvan Doraisa, Klal Chaf Dalet. You want to check that out? Asvan Doraisa was written by Rav Yosef Engel.
I didn't realize what part I'd be checking.
Now that we worked that out of our system, The Stipler cites the Asman Daraisa Klal Chaf Dalet Shekasov. You could all follow along on that. It's not a secret here. Shekasov the Yisod Inyan Petur the Misasek. The reason why, generally speaking, Misasek is Potter is Mishum the Kol Shlo Nasa Midaito Bekavanoso Harezen Achshav Kiyul Nasa Memela. If I'm somehow involved in an act which is not done intentionally or volitionally, you can't call that Maisa Adam. You can't call that a Maisa. It happened, and maybe I'm accidentally involved in that, but that's not my Maisa per se. I ain't Sham Sheherich Mazet. Well, Mishim Hachi, Potter, that's why the Masasik is Potter. But the Kol Zeh Bishar Averos. This is with regard to other Averos, which require a quote-unquote Maisa. So where the Isser requires a Maisa, and now you can't say that my act is a Maisa because I did it without realizing that I was doing it. It's okay, I didn't do a Maisa, and therefore I'm not in violation of the prohibition. But when it comes to Chalovim and Arayos, from which I was Nana, right, I thought it was kosher, and I picked it up and I popped it in my mouth. It turns out that it was really Isser. Or I thought I was sleeping with my wife, and I wound up sleeping with my mother-in-law or my sister-in-law. That's different. I'm not sure why everyone here is wincing. Pasum ikar ha'isur. Right? Ha'bilti nerze hu ha'ana. Listen to that lashon. Pasum ikar ha'isur. The essence of the isur Avi is, and the bilti nirtza, and that which is not wanted, meaning that which is intended to be avoided by the Torah, I mean, hu hana, is the hana. This is what Yonah was saying. That's true, insofar as he was not really aware of what he was doing, or thought he was doing something other than what he was doing. So in terms of the pu'ula, you can't say that he did the act of eating or the act of bio here. Hana, however, in terms of hana, miyuhavale, he certainly had hana. Vizehu ha'isr, and that is the very isr.
Even though he had no da, even though he didn't have
no kavan, that's right. That's right. Can you take that away? You can't say it was no hana. He says v'sham herich shehana hu ha'isr v'lo ha'pu'ula. He says look over there in the Asman Doraisa where he waxes eloquently about this very fact. That in terms of chalavim and arayos, the iser, as he puts it here, the bilti nirtza, is the hana and not the pu'ula. V'chein ra'isi b'ma'asaf ohel Torah, chelek beis, simin gimel. If I'm not mistaken, ohel Torah was a publication that was published in Baranovich.
There's a lot of words there that I didn't know.
You can. Ohel Torah? Yeah, Ohel Torah, I think, was a publication of the Yeshiva Branch, where Rav Chanan Wasserman was. Sheherich Hagon Rav Chanan Wasserman, Zatzal, Lavar Inyan Shechein Nene, Kedivrei Ha'asim Daraisa. Says over there, in that publication, that the idea of being Nene in the realm of Chalav and Arayos was explained similar in a fashion similar to that of the Asman Daraisa. Behavi smuchalazet, and he brought various rayas to this. The kol shelo also bekavana, when you do an act. Shelo bekavana. Next word. Anyone? Nechshav ki'ilu nasa me'eleha. It's as though the act was done me'eleha, by itself, on its own. Midivei arashzal, perakama nechulin, simen ches. Maybe some of you did this case where the knife falls. I think we may have discussed this case at some point. We drop the knife and it falls, and the animal gets shechted. Pasul mishum dahavi kenishchat below koach gavra. It's right, exactly. So which cases are koach gavra and which cases are not koach gavra? It depends on how far removed you are. But fishalom is kavin lasos maisa. So when you need a maisa, be it for the mitzvah or be it to violate an iser, and you did a particular act, shelo b'kavana, in most cases we'll say that that is not a maisa. However, in cases where you don't need a maisa and all you need is the result, then maybe it doesn't matter that you didn't have the maisa. V'afti yishlomar dinafla shiny d'leka b'emes koch gavra klal. Maybe where it just fell, right? You leaned over and it fell out of your pocket. That's nafla without any involvement of the gavra. And now we're on the left-hand column on daf tzadi zayin for those that are still endeavoring to follow along. The rush there is approaching from the context, from the perspective of e-kavana. Mishamachi hudlo machashva maisa. Ayin shav ein kan. This is not the place to get too far involved in that particular issue. However, Lomar the Gamba Mesasik the Chalom Varayas like a Maisa the Gavi Rak the Chayv Avurano Agreda Mishum Shizel Ikra Hachay. Then he said, now he wants to go on and question this Yisod of the Asman Doraisa. But ultimately, he goes back to say that that is in fact why you're chayev by chalav and arayos, because you had hana, and hana is what is aser.
I mean, he's trying to say,
right? If you see the next paragraph, then lezos nira levayer de beemes gamis asik chashiv maisa elisha chaser akavana ba'ator lo chayva avor maisa b'lo kavana vehechel denena nechshav ha. That's a slightly different approach to say that the reason why you're chayev is because your body was involved. So the fact that your body was involved makes it like a volitional act, and that's like kavana. Shinin kavana hu hishtatfus hanefesh b'maisa haguf. Your soul, as it were, doesn't necessarily need to be your soul, is involved with the maisa of the body. We'll call it the mind, maybe. The mind joins with the act of the body, the gam har goshas hana, and the experience of the hana, he benefesh hachiyunis, benechshevas ke kavana. It basically creates a situation that is tantamount to kavana. So therefore, he says, "Alsi shapir the gam b'shabbos shein etzem hana in yina iser." When on Shabbos, we're not so focused on hana. That's not the ikar of the iser. We call mokom kishenene chayir hamisasek. Why? Da kol ponim hana also mashrileke mischavin. Hana also puts him in the realm of mechavin. The kol patur misasek whom yishuv kisar and kavana. Will appear them as bar im shekhin nana mishum zen nechshav ki kavona. Will appear as harishum as bar im shekhin nana mishum zen nechshav ki maisa. I want to say that either way you can explain this based on the Asim Daraisa's approach that hana'a equals maisa, or it could be understood that hana'a equals kavona on some level. There are two similar approaches, both of which would serve to explain Tosos here when he says that as far as arayos go, the woman would be deemed to have been involved, even though she's not doing a mechanical action. Questions?
Yeah, are we saying there's an iser in general of hana?
No. We're saying when the Torah says you're not allowed to have chalavim, not allowed to have chalav, and you're not allowed to be involved in arayos, the very thing that is usur is the hana of those things.
How do you prevent that?
By not having
you can't engage in the act.
But,
that's why.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but in the case of our case, where the guy's out of town, comes back, you know.
That's misasik.
But
we're not saying that the person did it.
He wasn't doing it for that reason. He wasn't doing it so he could. But it's different.
Why? Because I'm saying.
Because he had an off Marias.
But he's high of what?
How do you prevent that guy from having an off? Don't have that right. See, Thomas is white. We just think Thomas is white.
That's why it's an exception. It's why an exception?
Different.
It's an exception. You're right. You have to be more careful. I guess be more careful where you have relations.
More than once a year. I guess that's what you're saying.
Whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know how to ensure against it. Be more vigilant.
Make sure you see your wife first.
So let's go back to a discussion that we had way at the beginning of the year when we spoke about Masasek and we spoke about the Shita Rabbi Kiva Eger and others, and we said that according to some that in a maisa that is done by misasek, Torah's misasek, is not even a maisa iser. But some want to say it's a maisa iser, but you're not chayav for it. Others want to say, no, it is a maisa iser. I'm sorry. One possibility is that it's not a maisa iser, and therefore you're not chayav. Others say, no, it's a maisa iser, but you're not chayav for it. So we said, according to some, if you saw a person about to do an iser, but Torah's misasek, maybe you don't even have to stop him, because there's nothing. Right? Doesn't need kapara afterwards, there's nothing. He didn't do anything wrong. It's like he's totally divorced from the iser. Over here, no matter how you learn misasik, you'd have to stop this person. The guy's about to have relations with his sister or sister-in-law, you have to stop him. Why? Because over here, you're chayef for this misasik. Why you chayef? Shecheinene. Same thing by the chalovim. You see, he thinks he's going to eat a heter, and really, he's about to eat a piece of chela, which is aser. He's chayef if he does that. In that case, you must stop him. But that's what Tosus apparently is saying when he says that the woman would be chayav chatos in cases where it's appropriate, or malchus in cases where it's appropriate, by virtue of her hana alone, because in that regard, hana is deemed by the Torah to be a maisa. Doesn't mean it's a physical maisa, but it means insofar as this iser is concerned, that is what's aser. That's the maisa iser, if you will. Even though it's not a maisa per se. Right? Exactly. Like he said, the thing that's built in nirtza, the thing that is unwanted by the Torah, is the hana. Okay? All right, good. I think that was a good workout.
Now, philosophically speaking,
yeah.
Why would it say that?
Say what?
Why these two things? Why special?
Because they're hana based. Now you're going to ask me, why would it be that the the Torah made these two Isurim which are Hanah based as opposed to other Isurim?
Which are also Hanah based.
Like what?
Like eating Sheris.
Now you're asking me, is it only Chalev?
Oh, yes. You had some nice.
The same Asam Daraisa that's cited over here by the Stipler raises the question, why would a woman be Chayaves in those cases where her union was prohibited if the bia was Shalokadarka?
Without.
Shalokadarka means not the
not
typical. No.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, not the usual Derech.
Yeah.
It wasn't six.
Shalokadarka. Let's say it was anal. Right? So he says, why should she be chayaves? She doesn't have hana.
What? She would still have hana.
So that's discussed. As I said, that's discussed. And maybe we'll
leave
that.
We're not getting
maybe
into
we'll leave that for tomorrow. Just like I said, we'll keep your interest, and then bleed out of tomorrow. We'll pick up with that discussion in a garden fashion. Okay, we'll stop here.